come up with for it, which didn't make sense. If Valente had needed him for some homicide that took place in Mazzara, he would have called him at home, not at headquarters. He had concocted that explanation for convenience's sake, to unburden his conscience and sleep for another 2 hours in peace.
"There's absolutely nobody here,"
Cattarella told him as soon as he saw him, respectfully rising from his chair at the switchboard. Montalbano had decided, with Sergeant Fazio's agreement, that this was the best place for him. Even with his habit of passing on the wildest, most unlikely phone calls, he would surely do less damage there than anywhere else. "What is it, a holiday?"
"No, Chief, it's not a holiday. They're all down at the port because of that dead guy in Mazzara I called you about, if you remember, sometime early this morning or thereabouts."
"But if the dead guy's in Mazzara, what are they all doing at the port?"
"No, Chief, the dead guy's here."
"But Jesus Christ, if the dead guy's here, why the hell are you telling me he's in Mazzara?"
"Because he was from Mazzara. That's where he worked."
"Cat, think for a minute, so to speak, or whatever it is that you do. If a tourist from Bergamo was killed here in Vigata, what would you tell me? That somebody was killed in Bergamo?"
"Chief, the point is, this dead guy was just passing through. I mean, they shot him when he was on a fishing boat from Mazzara."
"Who shot him?"
"The Tunisians did, Chief."
Montalbano gave up, demoralized. "Did Augello also go down to the port?"
"Yes, sir."
His second-in-command, Mimi Augello, would be delighted if he didn't show up at the port. "Listen, Cat, I have to write a report. I'm not in for anyone."
"Hello, Chief. I got Signorina Livia on the line here from Genoa. What do I do, Chief? Should I put her on or not?"
"Put her on."
"Since you said not 10 minutes ago that you wasn't in for nobody..."
"I said put her on, Cat." "Hello? Livia, hi."
"Hi, my eye. I've been trying to call you all morning. The phone at your house just rings and rings."
"Really? I suppose I forgot to plug it back in. You want to hear something funny? At 5 o'clock this morning, I got a phone call about..."
"I don't want to hear anything funny. I tried ringing at 7:30, at 8:15. I tried again at..."
"Livia, I already told you I forgot..."
"You forgot me. That's what you forgot. I told you yesterday I was going to phone you at 7:30 this morning to decide whether..."
"Livia, I'm warning you. It's windy outside and about to rain."
"So what?"
"You know what. This kind of weather puts me in a bad mood. I wouldn't want my words to be..."
"I get the picture. I just won't phone you any more. You phone me if you feel like it."
"Montalbano, how are you? Officer Augello told me everything. This is a very big deal, one that will certainly have international repercussions, don't you think?" Montalbano felt at sea. He had no idea what the commissioner was talking about. He decided to be generically affirmative. "Oh, yes, yes."
"International repercussions?"
"Anyway, I've arranged for Augello to confer with the prefect. The matter is, how shall I say, beyond my competence."
"Yes, yes."
"Are you feeling all right, Montalbano?"
"Yes, fine. Why?"
"Nothing. It just seemed... just a slight headache, that's all." "What day is today?"
"Thursday, sir."
"Listen, why don't you come to dinner at our house on Saturday? My wife'll make you her black spaghetti in squid ink. It's delicious."
Pasta with squid ink.
His mood was black enough to dress 100 pounds of spaghetti.
International repercussions.
Fazio came in and Montalbano immediately laid into him. "Would somebody please be so kind as to tell me what the fuck is going on?" "Come on, Chief, don't take it out on me just because it's windy outside. For my part, early this morning, before contacting Inspector Augello, I had somebody phone you." "You mean Cattarella? If you have Cattarella phoning me about something important, then you really must be a shithead, since you know damn well that nobody can ever understand a fucking thing the guy says. What happened anyway?" "A motor trawler from Mazzara, which, according to the ship's captain, was fishing in international waters, was attacked by a Tunisian patrol boat and sprayed with machine gun fire."